President Trump has less than 2 months left in office, and experts anticipate a number of new pardons before he goes. Trump recently pardoned his former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, and there's speculation the president may even pardon himself. Here's Sean Hannity on Fox News yesterday, responding to a New York Times op-ed calling for the next attorney general to investigate Trump for federal crimes.
The president out the door needs to pardon his whole family and himself because they want this witch hunt to go on in perpetuity. I assume that the power of the pardon is absolute and that he should be able to pardon anybody that he wants to.
Joining us now is Dan Coble. He's professor of law at Capital University Law School in Columbus, Ohio. Dan, welcome. It's good to speak with you.
Great to speak with you, Peter.
Well, and there's some fodder for a conversation that we just heard there from Sean Hannity. We'll get there. But first, how would you characterize what the president has done so far to date? We just saw him pardon Michael Flynn. What are you expecting in the next couple months?
Honestly, Peter, I am expecting a floodgate of pardons for every crony and family member that may have committed a crime in the past 4 years. I think that the New York Times is reporting today that Rudy Giuliani has discussed receiving a pardon with President Trump. So I think that that's what we can expect to come.
And what about his family members? I mean, if we look back in relatively recent history, President Clinton controversially pardoned his brother for drug trafficking charges. Do you think the Trump family could be on the receiving end of a pardon?
I absolutely do. I think that given speculation that there may have been federal tax laws violated or possibly fraud, that a preemptive pardon of family members is in the offing. Now, we have to remember that when Clinton pardoned his brother had served his sentence. So it was a pardon that essentially forgave him for his crime but didn't obviate punishment.
So any Trump family pardons would be very high profile, but there are also pardons that go through the Office of the Pardon Attorney at the Department of Justice. Lower profile for sure. What's happening with those right now? Do you know?
With regard to the Office of the Pardon Attorney, Trump really has not used them. Almost all of the pardons that have been issued have gone directly through the White House. That's highly unusual. Most presidents use the Office of the Pardon Attorney to ensure that the pardon power isn't being used in cases where they don't know all the facts, where there hasn't been a thorough investigation, or to prevent accusations of cronyism. And those sorts of pardons to little people who are unconnected have really not been happening.
All right. I want to mention some past pardons here throughout history. We mentioned Clinton, but President Ford, of course, had a very controversial pardon of Richard Nixon after Watergate. Here is Ford in September of 1974, shortly after taking office.
I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, pursuant to the pardon power conferred upon me by Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
Well, that was a very big deal at the time, and it was for a time period between 1969 and 1974. You spoke to President Ford about why he pardoned Nixon. What did he tell you?
President Ford told me that he felt he had to do it in order for the country to get on with the very difficult issues that he faced coming in as president. There were a lot of economic issues, security issues that he wanted to deal with, and he felt that obsession with Richard Nixon would prevent that. I asked him, by granting that pardon that, as you mentioned, was for a 5-year period, was he afraid that he was pardoning Nixon for things that he didn't even know about? And Ford replied, well, I knew I was pardoning him for obstruction of justice. And to me, that seemed bad enough. That was the most he could imagine that Nixon would have done. The other thing that Ford mentioned is that it was very important to him that the Supreme Court had said that by accepting his pardon. Nixon was admitting that he had been guilty of crimes against the United States.
Did Nixon consider not accepting the pardon?
Yes. In fact, there were negotiations between the Ford team and former President Nixon about the extent to which he would admit guilt. He ultimately would not. But Ford carried around the U.S. Supreme Court case that says that acceptance of a pardon admits guilt in order that he could rebut criticisms that Nixon had gotten off scot-free.
Mm. Well, that is some very interesting context for today. Now, it is very unlikely that Joe Biden would follow in Ford's footsteps. Earlier this year, before the election, he said he would not pardon Trump. But it raises the question, one that we got to at the very beginning, could President Trump pardon himself? And we should add, he has not been charged with a federal crime, but clearly people are talking about it.
Well, President Trump believes he can pardon himself, and indeed Nixon considered it. But it was ultimately rejected when the Justice Department said that he would not have that authority. As a legal matter, we frankly do not know for certain whether a self-pardon would be permitted. Some experts argue absolutely not. Other experts say absolutely yes. The Constitution does not bar a self-pardon. On the other hand, the Constitution uses the word grant, which in other contexts suggests a conveyance to another person. So that and the prohibitions that the constitutional framers seem to recognize on self-dealing would argue that he could not grant himself a pardon. So it would ultimately come down to two things. One, whether the Biden administration or U.S. attorney decided to prosecute Trump for federal crimes. And two, then whether if that pardon were provided as an obstacle to the prosecution, a court would decide whether this were constitutional or not.
Right, because the key here is no president has ever tried it before, so we don't know. There's also some speculation, this seems very unlikely, that President Trump would step down briefly while still in office, give President Pence the keys to the White House for a time, and then Pence could pardon the president. What do you think about that?
It is certainly a possibility. It might make Pence the most ignominious president in history for a day, but it is certainly a possibility that that could happen. Indeed, there was often speculation that there had been some sort of nefarious deal struck by Ford and Nixon to achieve just that result.
Could the president pardon himself secretly so that nobody knew about it until further down the road?
That's something that is certainly within the authority of the president to do. There's no requirement that his pardon warrant be public. Hmm.
So did the founders make a mistake here, giving the president so much power? Do you think it's been used well over the years?
I think the pardon power has been underused over at least modern times until today. And in fact, even President Trump has underused it for the people who perhaps might be said to be most deserving of pardons. On the other hand, I think the pardons countenance that we would have mostly heroes in office and not those who would abuse the pardon power. So generally, our constitutional norms, not necessarily express rules, have protected us against major abuses of the pardon power. I think the possibility of a president pardoning himself would have disturbed them, because think about it. What this would suggest is that the president could order the assassination of political opponents in Washington, D.C., pardon the perpetrators and himself for any involvement in it. That certainly seems like the sort of thing that the framers would have objected to from the King of England. And there's no reason to think that they would have wanted the President of the United States to be able to do that.
Well, Dan Coble, you've given us something to think about here. Professor at Capital University Law School in Columbus, Ohio. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Peter. Pleasure to be here.